The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Jesus is often called Emmanuel. The name means the mighty God with us. Jesus was born into this world in order to reveal the Father, the Almighty God, to mankind. We'd forgotten what God was really like. Our sin we inherited from our fathers had blocked out of our minds the truth of who God was. Jesus lived as a man, filled with God the Holy Spirit, 33 years in this world and constantly showed us the Father. And one of the things about Him that amazed His followers was the way He prayed and God answered Him. The secret to Jesus' prayers being answered so quickly and so powerfully was that He always asked according to the Father's will. And He taught His disciples this was the key to seeing God move in this world. This is why the Apostle John, who learned this principle from Jesus, would write, quote, "This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." I believe the Lord wants us to apply this principle in praying for our nation right now. We've experienced His mercy in the recent election. He's given us another chance to start transforming our land from the inside out. And President-elect Trump and his administrators can do very little of this. We have to have a heart change in America. And I do believe that this has begun among God's remnant. We must now carry that light to each individual and group to whom God sends us, and boldly, in the love of Christ, share with them that their only hope is in Christ the Lord. This is why we must pray for our land according to the will of God. I believe the Lord has given me Psalm 80, which I often now pray for America at this critical time. When we pray the Scripture, in other words, make the words of the Scripture our actual words in prayer, we know we are praying according to the will of God, and thus we know God will answer those prayers according to His promise in 1 John 5. Whether we're praying for the revival to grow in this land, or we're praying about President-elect Trump's appointments to the Supreme Court, if we pray the Scripture over that, we can know God is hearing and answering our prayer. So perhaps God will quicken it to your heart also, and you'll want to join me in praying Psalm 80 for our nation. Part of that psalm says, quote, "Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause Thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Return, we beseech Thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this vine, and the vineyard which Thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that Thou madest strong for Thyself. Let Thy hand be upon the man of Thy right hand, upon the son of man whom You made strong for Yourself. So we will not go back from Thee. Quicken us," or revive us, "and we will call upon Thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause Thy face to shine, and we shall be saved." End quote. If the only reason we're praying for God to preserve our liberty is so the gospel can go to the next generation in public, we can know we're praying according to the will of God, and we can expect Him to answer us. Let's agree with Robert E. Lee when he stated, "Let prayer be our passion. Let prayer be our practice." Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.